This is Session 1, the new neuropsychology of weight control, your blueprint to a fat-free future. Hello, I'm Richard Gebhardt, and I'd like to welcome you to the new neuropsychology of weight control. This program is a refinement and revision of the neuropsychology of weight control. The original program, which sold more than 1 million copies, was based on scientific studies at major universities and clinical studies of overweight people. And the principles that made it so successful are as valid today as ever. But the creation of the program was far from the end of our research. When the program helped thousands of people lose dramatic amounts of weight, we began interviewing them to find out how the program is working for them and what, if anything, we could do to make it even better. Our investigation zeroed in on people who had lost 30 or more pounds and kept it off for more than 2 years. These people fell into two groups: those who were lean as young people, then gained weight, and those who had never been lean. This study provided insights which enabled us to develop a powerful new weight control program that is easier to understand, quicker to put into practice, and better focused on helping people just like you lose weight and keep it off permanently. Diana Lee of Cleveland, Ohio, weighed 280 pounds when she discovered the neuropsychology of weight control program, and 10 months later, she weighed just 155 pounds and had lost a total of 53 inches off her stomach, hips, and legs. "More of me was gone than what's left," she said. 2 years later, Diana is still at 155 pounds. "I feel great," she says. "I'm in control of my life now. There is no doubt in my mind this program does work." Dr. Melvin Danielson, a retired grade school principal from San Leandro, California, was about 30 pounds overweight and concerned about his health. When he began the neuropsychology of weight control, Dr. Danielson immediately began to feel better, but he didn't lose much weight during the first few weeks. Then he started losing weight so rapidly it scared him. "I went to the doctor thinking something was seriously wrong with me," he said. But the doctor just laughed and said, "You're losing weight because you're doing the things you should have been doing all along." Dr. Danielson lost the 30 pounds he needed to lose and kept it off. Melissa Momney of Dixon, Tennessee, weighed 206 pounds when she began the neuropsychology of weight control program on April 27th. On December 27th of that year, she weighed 139 pounds, a loss of 71 pounds. "I will never forget this day as long as I live," Melissa said. "I lost 71 pounds and approximately 59 inches overall." Melissa, too, has not gained back any of the weight she lost. Dick Stuckey of Salt Lake City, Utah, a champion chef and author, was lean as a young adult. Then after he gained a few pounds, he started dieting. But instead of losing weight, he grew to 430 pounds. He was so desperate, he even tried to lose weight by having his stomach stapled. It failed. Then, in just over a year, using the neuropsychology of weight control, Mr. Stuckey lost 170 pounds. Now he creates recipes and cooks food that complies with the principles you'll find in this program. "I lost 170 pounds, an entire person," he said. These people didn't diet. They didn't starve themselves. They didn't do strenuous exercise. They simply ate delicious food until they were satisfied and lost weight. And these are just four examples. They are among the thousands of people all over the world who were able to successfully use the weight control principles you're about to learn. The new neuropsychology of weight control is based on the same principles that made our original program so dramatically successful. But it also includes what we've learned from the experiences of thousands of successful weight losers to give you a more streamlined approach to losing your unwanted pounds. When you complete this program, you'll have the knowledge, the plan, and the motivation to become the lean, high-energy person you've always dreamed of being. You'll lose weight, gain energy, revive your zest for life, become more confident when dealing with others, including the opposite sex, and just plain feel great. Before we go further, I'd like to define a few terms that you might not be familiar with. First, let's explore the title of this program. What is neuropsychology really all about? And what exactly do we mean when we say weight control? Neuropsychology is a science that studies the relationship between the brain and behavior, more specifically, how our thoughts influence our behavior. But when we talk about the brain, we don't just refer to the physical mass of tissue inside our heads. The brain also consists of electrical, chemical, and hormonal activity that occurs within our bodies. The science of neuropsychology attempts to give us an understanding of how all of these brain functions influence, control, and regulate our bodies and our behavior. In this program, we use the term weight control in a very unconventional manner. When we say weight control, we're not referring to diets. We're not talking about depriving your body of food, energy, and calories, all of the things you need to stay healthy and emotionally well-balanced. Nor are we talking about the number you read on the scale when you weigh yourself. That number can be deceptive, and you'll find out why later on. What we mean by weight control is fat control. To be lean and slim, your body must learn to burn more fat than it stores. Only by mastering the technique of fat control can you get your body to shed excess fat while maintaining an attractive, healthy amount of muscle tissue. And only by getting rid of excess fat, not water or muscle, can you achieve the kind of trim, lean body that will look beautiful and feel healthy and alive. By applying the science of neuropsychology to the problem of weight control, CyberVision Systems has now made it possible for you to understand exactly how your brain regulates your body's ability to store and burn fat. Once you have this knowledge, we'll help you to apply it with an easy-to-follow program that will enable you, for the first time in your life, to effectively and efficiently burn up and shed the undesirable and unsightly fat that has troubled you for years. And you'll do it without the pain and frustration of dieting. You don't have to be a scientist to understand and benefit from what you're going to learn in this program. All of the research, development, and testing have been done for you. In simple language, you'll learn how your body works. Let's begin the program by taking a quick look back into human history. Our ancestors were not overweight. Why? Because they were hunters and gatherers. They had to move to survive. They worked from sunup to sundown to get enough to eat. And they ate lean meat, fresh fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts, a diet of good, healthy food. It wasn't until man began to be territorial that weight became a problem. Once man settled down, the work became specialized. Some people moved, others didn't, and the ones who sat around gained extra weight. In today's high-pressure society, we think we are too busy to use our bodies the way they were intended. We eat prepackaged fast food, high in sugar and fat. We eat animals that are fattened to make them weigh more so they can bring a better price. And everything we need is brought to us. We don't have to move to get it. As a result of this sedentary lifestyle, we in the United States have become the fattest society on Earth. It's a lifestyle contrary to the ways our bodies were designed to function. We have become a fat-storing society rather than a fat-burning one. Whether you have always been overweight or have gained weight as an adult, being overweight is not your destiny. It is a direct result of the habits and attitudes you've acquired from your family. If you were always overweight, it isn't necessarily genetics. While genetics might make it easier for you to gain weight than some people, you can be lean and healthy by following the principles you'll learn in this program. If you were once lean, think back to your youth. You had a flat stomach, lean arms, thighs, and hips, a small waist, firm breasts, a lean face, and what you ate didn't seem to matter. You felt like you could answer any challenge, climb any mountain. You were ready to take on some new activity at a moment's notice. Life was beautiful, wonderful, and exciting. But now you're 20, 30, 40, 50, or more pounds overweight. Perhaps you have a protruding stomach, thick love handles, a puffy face, a midriff bulge, thick dimpled thighs, a much larger rear end, flabby arms, a double chin, or sagging breasts. You feel sloppy, your self-image is low, and when you meet an attractive person of the opposite sex, they seem to ignore you. You hate to buy clothes because every time you do, they're at least a size larger. You're ashamed of how you look, and you wonder, how'd I get this way anyway? Occasionally, you think about resigning yourself to being overweight, but you can't because you know deep down it is not your destiny. If you're like most people, your main motivation to lose weight is to look better. But you're probably also aware that losing weight isn't just a cosmetic exercise. It's critical to good physical and mental health. According to a study conducted by the National Institute of Health, obesity is a killer disease that afflicts 34 million Americans. More than 100 million others are dangerously overweight. Being overweight puts you at a significantly higher risk for developing high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, and many types of cancers. Dr. Jules Hirsch, chairman of the Research Committee on Obesity, said, "We want every American to know that obesity is a disease. It is not a state like loneliness. It carries an increased risk of mortality. It deserves to be treated and considered just as seriously as any other disease." The study also noted that obesity creates an enormous psychological burden. In fact, in terms of depression, loneliness, guilt, suffering, low self-esteem, alienation, and rejection, this burden may be the greatest adverse effect of obesity there is. And the problem isn't confined to adults. A government study confirmed that the number of overweight children in America is climbing dramatically. And many of them are beginning to show signs of ill health. such as high blood cholesterol, that used to be reserved for middle-aged or older adults. If you are overweight, you're probably all too painfully aware of the physical and psychological effects of obesity, the gnawing sense of self-consciousness and frustration that permeates almost every waking moment. Every time you must buy a larger size of clothing, look in the mirror, hear the catcalls of some unkind person, or feel ignored by a person of the opposite sex you find attractive, your self-esteem takes another direct hit. Ill health, the threat of ill health, and what you see when you look in your mirror have no doubt spurred your efforts to find a solution to your weight problem. You may have tried every low-calorie diet plan, clinic, support group, pill, powder, hypnosis program, or subliminal program that's ever come on the market. You may have invested a fortune in packaged foods. You've probably ridden the diet train without ever really arriving at your destination. Why? Because the multi-billion-dollar diet industry is based on an outmoded theory that the only way you can lose weight is to eat less. Instead of helping you lose weight permanently, diets actually make you fatter. In fact, you might have discovered this rather surprising fact on your own. Think back to what happened each time you began a new diet program. During the first few weeks, you lost some weight, and that was very encouraging. But then, even though you were almost starving yourself, your weight loss slowed down almost to a complete standstill. Your energy level, strength, and endurance dropped. You began to feel irritable. You couldn't stop thinking about food. You developed cravings for forbidden sweets, and you began to have occasional binges. With your rate of weight loss dramatically slowed down, and faced with a new, almost uncontrollable desire to eat, you couldn't help gradually slipping back into your old eating habits. Then, to your dismay, you quickly gained back the weight you lost, plus a few more pounds. Worst of all, you found that even though you were still eating less than you did before you went on your diet, you were getting progressively fatter. At that point, you decided that somehow it was your fault, that you had failed. But the fact is, your efforts to stay on the diet were heroic. It wasn't you who failed, it was your diet. The new neuropsychology of weight control is the answer to permanent weight control, because it is neither a diet nor the result of fad theories on weight loss. Some of the world's top scientists and clinicians have been involved in the research behind this powerful program. Because they've contributed so much to our understanding of true weight control, we'd like to tell you a little bit about them. The new neuropsychology of weight control combines the research and work of Dr. Carl H. Prebram, former director of the Stanford University Neuropsychology Research Laboratory, with that of weight control pioneers Drs. Dennis Remington, M.D., Garth Fisher, Ph.D., and Ed Parent, Ph.D. Dr. Remington is a family physician who specializes in the treatment of weight-related disorders. His research into metabolism and metabolic disorders has been internationally acclaimed. Dr. Fisher is a world-renowned exercise physiologist who has specialized in weight control for 19 years. He heads the Human Performance Research Center at Brigham Young University. Dr. Parent has a Ph.D. in counseling psychology. His research focuses on the emotional aspects of obesity. Early in their practice, Drs. Remington, Fisher, and Parent ran their clinic like every other diet program. They starved the weight off their patients, only to see them gain the weight they'd lost back plus a few pounds more. By studying their patients, they discovered that overweight people didn't eat more than their lean counterparts. In fact, in most cases, they ate less. That's when the doctors discovered that your body fat is controlled by a part of your brain called a fat thermostat. By starving yourself, you actually caused your body to slow your metabolic rate, the rate at which your body burns fat. The weight you lose by cutting back on what you eat isn't fat. It's mostly water and lean muscle tissue. Once the patients understood what they needed to do to lose weight, they had to be motivated to do it. This final piece to the puzzle was provided by Dr. Prebram's research into how and why people are motivated. The new neuropsychology of weight control inspires you to become the lean, high-energy person you're capable of being. And that inspiration will lead to the same commitment that thousands of successful people have used to lose their extra pounds and keep them off. You will learn many things in this program, and they all relate to one thing: raising your metabolic rate. Our research shows that overweight people stay overweight because their bodies are unable to turn enough of the food they eat into energy. Instead, they store much of it as fat. The higher your metabolic rate, the more effective your body is at converting what you eat into energy. The goal of this program, then, is to raise your metabolic rate. Over the 11 sessions, you'll learn to do just that. You'll see what caused your metabolic rate to be lowered in the first place. You'll understand why a low metabolic rate contributes to gaining unwanted weight. And most importantly, you'll learn how to permanently reverse this deadly process and become the lean, high-energy person you've always dreamed of being. Now let's take a specific look at what's ahead of you in the program. This program has three major elements: knowledge and information, action steps to implement what you've learned, and techniques designed to sustain your motivation until you succeed. In session two, you'll learn the 10 characteristics and habits common to the people we studied who lost at least 30 pounds using the neuropsychology of weight control and kept it off. These characteristics will provide an outline from which you can build a positive role model and a source of inspiration as you begin this program. In this session, you'll measure yourself against these characteristics to see where you need to make changes, and you'll realize that if these people lost weight permanently, so can you. Session 3 begins the knowledge and information section. You'll learn the relationship between how your body burns or stores fat and weight control. You'll learn why eating plenty of good, healthy, tasty food instead of starving yourself is essential to permanent weight control. In session 4, you'll learn how to determine your current percentage of body fat, your realistic goal weight, and how long it will take you to achieve it. This session teaches you to set realistic goals, goals that you can achieve if you follow the principles you'll learn in this program. Reaching your ideal weight will take commitment. In session 5, you'll learn a 4-step formula for developing the power of self-motivation and how you can turn just 2 weeks of commitment into a lifetime change. In session 6, you'll learn about delicious foods that will actually help you lower your fat thermostat. You'll learn the 6 basic principles of healthy eating. You'll learn why it's important to eat until you're satisfied, and we'll provide you with a meal-by-meal 12-week eating plan that will provide you with everything you need to prepare delicious meals designed to help you lose weight. In session 7, you'll learn why you don't have to be an athlete to initiate a successful weight loss program. You'll also learn why strenuous exercise is actually counterproductive to burning fat. And you'll learn the 5 factors to consider when choosing the best exercise for you to burn fat. Session 8 provides you with an hour of specially composed music designed to help you feel the natural rhythms of your body as you walk. You'll find this music enjoyable and motivational. It will help you look forward to your daily walk. In session 9, you'll be introduced to a 12-week master plan for staying on your weight loss program permanently. You'll learn the 7 guidelines for effective action and a 4-point daily plan that keeps the program simple, enables you to set specific performance goals, shows you how to monitor your progress during the day, and how to review and analyze your progress at the end of the day. You'll also learn why record-keeping is so important to maintaining your motivation, and you'll be provided with easy-to-use record-keeping forms. In session 10, you'll learn why roadblocks such as stress caused by business pressures or poor personal relationships can sabotage your weight control efforts. You'll learn how to overcome a lack of motivation, lack of support from others for losing weight, food addictions, health-related stress, diet-induced nutritional deficiencies, exercise plateaus, and more. The final session summarizes the main points of the program, then provides you with an inspiring journey which will help you focus on what you need to do to lose weight permanently. You'll use your imagination to visually experience the principles of this program as they relate to how you'll look and feel when you've reached your goal weight. You'll find this session inspiring and uplifting. It will excite you and motivate you to reach your goal weight. Your journey will be a fascinating one. You'll be excited about the inches you lose as well as the pounds. There will be no sliding back on this program because it involves lifelong changes. And nowhere during your journey will you suffer the ravages of dieting, hunger, or deprivation. Dr. Kurt A. Luedtke, a clinical psychologist and neuropsychologist from Goldsboro, North Carolina, is living proof that this program works. Over the past 3 years, he's put more than 600 people through it with a virtual 100% success rate. Dr. Luedtke was first attracted to the program because of his studies with neuropsychology. He began by testing it personally and lost 35 pounds, which he has kept off permanently. Then he used it successfully in his practice. And finally, he used it to help U.S. Army personnel who were threatened with dismissal from the service if they didn't lose weight. For his work with the Army, Dr. Luedtke was awarded the Army's Commendation Medal for Meritorious Service. In addition to losing weight, Dr. Ludke's patients were successful in other ways, too. They felt infinitely more attractive, saw depression, anxiety, shyness, and low self-esteem virtually disappear. And they found they could relate to other people with newfound confidence and skill. They reported that they were healthier, had more stamina, and more drive to reach some of the important goals in their lives. They were ill less often and saw headaches, backaches, and mysterious pains virtually disappear along with their weight. These benefits are typical of the thousands of people all over the world who use the principles of this program to lose weight and keep it off permanently. And these benefits will be yours when you begin to incorporate the principles you're about to learn into your life. Included with this program is a personal study guide. Use it well, for it will help you every step of the way in attaining your weight loss goal. Before you proceed any further, please read the information in the study guide. Complete the written exercises for this session, session one. Then prepare yourself to listen to session two by first reviewing the background information on session two in the guide. If you're truly serious about losing weight and keeping it off permanently, without starving yourself, without strenuous exercise or diets, the new Neuropsychology of Weight Control is your only answer. By following the guidelines in this program, you will possibly, for the first time in your life, be able to develop the body you have always dreamed of having. It won't happen overnight. It will take some effort and self-motivation. Anything worth achieving in life does. But the results will be so dramatic that the only thing you'll regret is all those years of fruitless dieting you endured in the past. The principles you are about to learn are scientifically sound, easy to understand, and easy to apply. And they work. It's been proven that they do. So let's get started on your program for a fat-free future right away. Remember, complete the written exercises in your study guide for session one, and then review in your study guide session two. Success without dieting. The 10 characteristics of people who lost weight naturally and kept it off. Enjoy your journey. This is the end of session one.